It is a very good afternoon. It is Niall Boylan with you for the next hour or so. Please join us. And if you want to get involved in the show, please don't forget, you can at any stage. If you want to come on, all you got to do is text or WhatsApp 085 100 22 55. That's 085 100 22 55. If you just WhatsApp their comment or whatever it is, somebody will contact you back and we will try and get you on. Now, I think one of the biggest stories over the weekend, well, certainly for me, because I put it up on Twitter and it got nearly 100,000 likes and nearly 3 million impressions, so obviously a lot of people are talking about it, was, I suppose, what happened at the opening of the Olympic Games. Now, the Organisation Committee of the Paris 2024 Olympic Games has apologised to Catholics and other Christian groups who were outraged by the scene during the opening ceremony that evoked Leonardo da Vinci's Last Supper painting with drag queens, transvestite, and one lad with his appendage hanging out. A transgender model and a singer made up of a Greek god drinking wine. Now, the parody of the biblical scene performed against the backdrop of the River Seine was intended to interrupt, or to interpret, should I say, the Dionysus and raise awareness of the absurdity of violence between human beings. That's according to the Olympic Committee. So realistically, what's happened here is they haven't really apologised, because what they're saying is, we're sorry that you saw it that way, but that wasn't our intention. Now, clearly, there was never any intention, they said, to show disrespect to any religious group. They tried to celebrate the community tolerance, and according to the Paris spokesman. But the Catholic Church in France said it deplored the ceremony that included scenes of mockery of Christianity. Now, as I said, I put it up on Twitter and it was seen by nearly 3.5 million users with nearly 1,000 likes or 100,000 likes. And all I said was that it was disrespectful. I did say, by the way, I wasn't religious. So from that point of view, I don't care. But it was disrespectful and insightful. And would they do the same to Islam? And then ended up saying, well, don't answer that question because I know they wouldn't. And of course, we all remember what happened going back in 2015, the Charlie Hebdo controversy of 2015. And on January the 7th, 2015, in Paris, France, the employees of French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo were targeted in a shooting attack by two French-born Algerian Muslim brothers. Armed with rifles and other weapons, the duo murdered 12 people and injured 11 others. They identified themselves as members of Al-Qaeda. And this was, of course, because on the front cover of the magazine, they depicted the Prophet Muhammad as being gay and kissing another man. Now, so many people defended the magazine at the time and said it was freedom of expression. But is it hypocritical then that I'm having a go at them doing the same thing of Christianity? You know, because after all, we don't have blasphemy laws anymore. They're gone. In other words, we should be able to blaspheme if we see fit. Well, blaspheme, or we should be able to have freedom of expression. Now, my point that I made, you know, in the tweet wasn't hypocritical, as it was pointed out by one or two people, said I was being a hypocrite because they pulled up tweets from 2015 that I put up on a show at the time, by the way. It was a show account. It wasn't my own account. You know, asking at the time, you know, should there be freedom of expression? And I said there certainly should. Now, I'm not giving out about the fact that they did it. I'm giving out about the outrage that's created and why they did it. In other words, why wouldn't you do that to Islam? You wouldn't do it to Islam because you saw what happened the last time you did it. In other words, Christianity is a soft target. But should the French Olympic Committee be honest and give a real apology? And should the President of France get involved and, you know, and apologise to Christians around the world? Now, some people have suggested, by the way, on the replay online, they've now removed that section from it. Now, if they don't feel that it was that bad and they believe that it was artistic impression and they believe it wasn't meant to pick the Last Supper, why have they removed it? Well, maybe just because of the outrage. But I want to know, should they actually apologise? Because what they've given is not an apology. What they're kind of saying is, that's not what we intended to do. That's not what it was meant to be. But if you think it was, we kind of apologise for that. And if it offended you. In other words, we don't apologise for actually doing it. We apologise for the way you've perceived it. That's what they're kind of saying. Let me know what you think. Is it hypocritical to demand that they apologise for this, particularly after Charlie Hebdo, when we all went down the streets and said, "Je suis Charlie"? Let me know what you think. The number is 085 122 55. To discuss this very briefly this morning with me is Ben Scallon from Grip Media. And also, Imam Ibrahim Noonan also joins me as well. Ben, just go to you very quickly first. Ben, you know, there's no doubt it offended Christians around the world when you see, you know, a load of transvestites, drag queens, and one lad with his appendage hanging out depicting the Last Supper.
Yeah, I mean, it did. And I would also note that it's not just Christians who hold Jesus Christ in high esteem. I mean, of course, Muslim people consider Jesus to be a prophet. So it's gone far beyond just the Christian community who were incensed by this. I believe I saw even several Muslim celebrities like Islam Makhachev, the UFC fighter, who said that he thought that it was a disgrace. So my first impression of this whole thing when I saw it was just how embarrassing it was for the nation of France. And of course, there was only a small group of people involved in the decision to do this. It's not a reflection on every single French individual, but I think about the wonderful culture that France has to contribute that they could have drawn on. The history of that country is so varied and vibrant when it comes to literature and art and all of these various things that are beautiful, and they decided to go with something that was so ugly. And I don't just mean that speaking as a Christian myself. I mean visually not impressive or appealing. It's just low-class, crass nonsense, effectively.
They will argue, you know, you're a hypocrite, Ben, because 2015, sadly, there were people murdered for something similar when they mocked Islam, when they depicted the Prophet Muhammad as a gay man on the front cover of a magazine. And the world stood up and said, how dare you try to stifle freedom of expression? Blasphemy is dead and gone. Je suis Charlie. And here we are now saying, you know, well, you can't do that because they're Christians.
No, I mean, people will say that. Those people aren't particularly intelligent, I would say, because the difference here, the key difference is, A, nobody is suggesting that the Olympic Committee should be shot to death for their opinions. And second of all, the difference here is the Charlie Hebdo magazine is a private magazine which anyone can choose to buy or not buy. You can ignore it. You can simply choose to not engage with it. You could even criticize it harshly and say, I find that highly offensive, the content of that magazine. I don't think it should be read, etc., etc. All of that is perfectly acceptable, which is what's happening in this case. The difference here is the Olympics, it's supposed to be a unifying, universal event which brings together all of the nations of the world under one organization so that we can compete in something wonderful, which is sport. It's a universal human experience. People of all cultures, races, nationalities, and creeds come together to participate in this unifying human event. And so to inject very offensive, unnecessarily divisive displays into such an event when it's a... I mean, again, as I said earlier, this is supposed to be representing the nation of France. I don't think there are many French people who feel represented by a lot of men running around in drag. That's not really what you think of that would sum up a nation that's as historic and respected as that country. I think that's a critical difference. It's not something that...
Okay, let me go to Ibrahim Noonan if I can. Ibrahim, hi, how are you? Ibrahim, they've apologized, but they haven't really apologized because what they're saying is that wasn't our intention. This was meant to interpret, I'm assuming it's a god, Dionysus, and to raise awareness, right? So, or whatever it is, I don't know what Dionysus actually means. But anyway, they in other words, they're saying this was meant to be something else. It just happened to look like the Last Supper, which I don't buy, by the way. Can I just point out? It was so obvious. I mean... Was their apology enough, and should we leave it at that, Ibrahim? And are we all a bunch of hypocrites now for saying, you know, you can't do this, but hey, you know, we'll all stand up for freedom of expression when it comes to Charlie Hebdo?
Yeah, I think, no, firstly, I agree with you to say that was not their intention, but anyone who knows the portrait of the Last Supper would clearly see this is what it was, what it was meant to be, what it was meant to kind of represent. And as a Muslim, I do find it offensive, purely on the basis of, as our Christian friend mentioned. For Muslims also, we reverend Jesus greatly as a prophet of God, and not just a normal prophet, but a very holy prophet of God. And yes, so when I first saw it, immediately I said, oh my God, this is not good. And this is offensive to me as a Muslim. As far as an apology is concerned, yeah, I do think, that they should give some sort of an apology, that it was not their intention to offend. And if they did, we apologized for offending any Christian community around the world. That was not not the intention, but we apologize. They should apologize. But I think the most important thing here in Ireland is what you've actually brought up, and that was the Charlie Hebdo issue. And even though our friend mentioned there that you know, we're not going around threatening people to kill them and shoot them, but I would like to remind him of his comment the other on. That was that this is, it was a small minority within the Muslim community who had that attitude. The majority of the Muslims didn't agree and would never have agreed with this terrorist attack that happened and this shooting of one of the cartoon drawers of Charlie Hebdo.
Shooting 12 people actually were murdered. Yeah.
What I meant was that the majority of the Muslim world was completely against that and didn't agree with that and condemned it. So therefore, you know, it is a small minority, and I would say that it is. Yes, I'd say from a religious perspective of the Prophet of Islam and the Prophet Jesus, they're very sacred to Muslims.
To clarify for people who would be unsure about the Quran, there is no Last Supper in the Quran because, of course, Muslims don't believe that Jesus died on a cross and came back 3 days later. So there is no Last Supper in the Quran, is there?
No, there's no mention of the Last Supper in the Quran, no.
Okay, so from that point of view. But is Ben, as a Christian, being hypocritical by condemning this? And I don't know what Ben's take was back in 2015 on Charlie Hebdo. Maybe Ben can clarify that. But I'm sure Ben was one of the very people like me who said, you know, freedom of expression does come first. Sorry, Ben, did you say in 2015? Am I like you, a hypocrite then?
No, as I say, just to, to answer your question, yes, of course. I mean, I would say that the Charlie Hebdo artists had the right to do what they did under freedom of speech. But again, to reiterate the point from earlier, I don't think it's a case of hypocrisy. There is clearly an enormous difference. There's this strange kind of fallacious reasoning that people come out with where they say, if you believe in freedom of speech, that means you have to agree with, support and endorse anything and everything offensive that is said by other people. Again, I'm not saying that the people in the Olympic Committee should be hurt or put in prison or penalized or anything like that. I'm simply looking and pointing at something and saying, that doesn't align with my values. That doesn't align with the values of millions, billions of people around the world. And I don't think that that's appropriate. That's no more, no less. So, of course, you can say that and also condemn a magazine publisher being shot to death in large numbers. I mean, it's two totally different circumstances.
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
Yeah, with disagree with him. It is a form of hypocrisy only in that I remember that time well, and I don't remember hardly. I mean, there might have been a few. Hardly any Christian organizations, evangelists in particular, organizations standing up and condemning. First of all, we condemned the killing of those people. Majority of Muslims completely condemned it because it's against the teaching of Quran. But the Christian world did not stand up in great numbers and great vices condemning this tutorial of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in a gay relationship, did not condemn it. And yet, maybe many of them said it is freedom of expression. So I would disagree, and I would say to the many Christians now who are being offended, and you know, I can feel their offense, it is hypocrisy. Because when the Muslim communities at that time needed the support of other religious faiths on the basis of sacredness of their books or of their prophets, it didn't happen. But now you will find Muslims today will be condemning this and in support of the sacredness of who Jesus was. So I would say it is in a form of hypocrisy today.
Yeah, I mean, Ben, I know you're saying it was a private company, and yes, the Olympics is something very public, seen by billions of people across the world, but the message is still the same. So in some sense, maybe I do feel like I'm a little bit of a hypocrite. I get the point that you're making, but that wasn't the message I said in my tweet, by the way, that went viral. What I said was, you wouldn't have done this to Islam, meaning you wouldn't have done it after what happened in 2015. So Ibrahim, do you think, firstly, and I'll ask Ben then too, because I know Ben has to go, but Ibrahim, do you believe that Christianity is a softer target than Islam? Because we've seen in the past, not just in France, in many other places in the world, where people will have a go at Islam or blaspheme Islam, and all of a sudden somebody gets killed. The Dutch cartoonist as well was murdered as well. Many other people, this has happened, you know, what happened in France in 2015 wasn't an isolated incident. You know, there are extremists within Islam who will take the law upon themselves. And I'm not saying they're representative of the whole community, but there are extremists where you generally wouldn't see that in Christianity.
Yeah, you wouldn't really see it, Niall, but I can tell you there are fragmentations within the Christian world, and I'm aware of them. There's one in particular now growing in Ireland, one hardcore Christian who is threatening Muslims, threatening mosques. It's just that you don't hear about it. But except for the exception of New Zealand, when...
Yeah, but he hasn't killed anybody, thankfully. He hasn't killed anybody, thankfully.
Yeah, but my point was, cutting on the borderline, eventually it will happen. Mm. Eventually it will happen. There will eventually come to the point, if we see such things like Paris again and continuing in other forms or shapes or images, I'm pretty sure you will see some hardcore links to, hardcore organizations will do that. That's my belief, that it will happen someday.
Yeah, Ben.
As far as you said about a soft target, I would agree with you. Sometimes I think the church, whatever that church is, whether it's the Catholic Church, Greek Orthodox, or the Evangelism, Anglicanism, whatever it may be, they do appease a lot, and this is the fallback of that, actually, appeasing too much. Rather, they should stand their ground in the belief of what they believe in, and be proud of what they believe in. And stand up for it, and not in any shape or form of violence, but firm talk, firm hardcore talk by actually putting out there very clearly that this is something sacred to us, and we don't like this.
By the way, Ben, you would know probably better than I, but has there been a spokesman or spokesperson from the Irish Catholic Bishops Association in relation to this? I mean, have they put out a statement, the Catholic Church in Ireland, in relation to it?
I'm not sure if they have or not, but I will say this, as far as Christianity being a soft target, Christianity has always been a soft target, and that is somewhat by design within the religion. Jesus Christ was a pacifist. He was, while he was alive on earth, smacked in the face, spat on, ridiculed, insulted, and he turned the other cheek, as we know. That's a central part of his message and a central part of our faith. So I think the fact that he would become the target of ridicule 2,000 years later, as he has always been by the world and those who willfully chose to not understand his message and what he was trying to contribute to the human race, I don't think is a surprise. It shouldn't come as a surprise to any Christian. And I think that we should, of course, not be happy that the faith is being insulted or ridiculed, but it only confirms what we know, which is that this religion is specifically targeted because it's been such a bulwark against many of the problems in society that are being proliferated currently. So from that perspective, absolutely, I think what's new, you know.
Well, listen, thank you very much indeed, Ben Scallon, Grip Media, and also Iman Ibrahim Noonan. Thank you very much indeed. I appreciate you both.
Thank you. Thank you, man. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless.
Okay, let me go to some of our callers as well. I'm sure many of you watched this as it happened on the television. I know many people I've seen on Twitter said they were turning it off. Morris, hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Niall.
Morris, to be fair, it wasn't just the Last Supper. It was some lad dressed as a woman with boobs walking down a stage. There was a whole lot of it. I mean, it was like a bleeding circus, the whole thing.
Well, my problem is, Niall, there's we live in a free society, and that's all fair and good. But if you're going to insult people, if you're going to insult Christianity, especially the Catholic faith, then you have to do the same across the board. The difference between Charlie Hebdo and what happened with the Olympics is the taxpayers pay for the Olympics, not a private entity. Charlie Hebdo, in fairness to them, they did mock every religion equally. In my opinion, they mocked the Pope. They mocked, that's all fair and well. But
I remember that,
mocked,
yeah.
When they mocked Islam, when they drew Muhammad, it resulted in most of their people being murdered by two...
Al-Qaeda, right? Two members who said they were Al-Qaeda. So, 12 people, by the way, were murdered. And 11 of them was injured.
Insulting Christianity is as brave as attacking a pensioner on life support. That's the way I see it. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't do that the same level against the likes of Islam because they know what the consequences were. Could you imagine if they did a charade of let's say, someone in a Muhammad costume with Aisha, age 6, and made him put him in a very bad light and showed maybe people that he killed during his lifetime in relation to Jews. And I tell you one thing, there would be uproar in all those Muslim countries, and they'd be possibly attacking French nationals as retaliation. So, you know, you like if you're going to do it, you have to do it to everyone. Everyone's religion mocked them equally, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the previous guy, the Ibrahim, whatever his name
Ibrahim Nuno,
he talks about equality. I don't see them allowing people to build a church in Mecca, yet they're building something like that on a site overlooking Letterkenny, which is connected to one of our patron saints, Colum Kill. It's been shelved at the moment in relation to objections given to Donegal County Council, but more than likely they'll push
that. Yeah, but you have to ask yourself a question, right? And you're right. You wouldn't be allowed to do that in Saudi Arabia, right? But you wouldn't be able to build a huge Christian church in the middle of an Islamic state. But in saying that, does that not show that we're better than them, that we allow freedom to do things like that?
And I think it's stupidity. If you look at the Islamic Council of Ireland, you should have said to them, why does it say on the website that if there's ever a situation where the majority of the population is Muslim, then the law of the land should be Sharia?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how would they feel if we had that mentality of, if we are ever the majority going into Pakistan, we're going to impose our will on them, whether they like it or not. We'll give them three options, convert, pay tax to the Catholic Church, or they die. Like, if we said that, they would call us, they would try and kill us or get rid of us, yet we have to accept that. And the guy who you were running against, that is Muslim guy running it, I saw videos of him.
Dr. Umar Al-Qaidri, he's not on the air, Morris, so I'd rather you didn't talk about videos yourself of him or whatever it is. If he was on the air to defend himself, I would happily let you yap away. But yeah, you don't like him, that's fair enough.
All up and if he believes in that, that's like I consider him. Yeah. He should be kicked out of the country.
I don't know if he believes in that, so I don't know what he believes in, to be honest with you. I didn't have many conversations with him. Morris, stay there with me if you can for a second. Let me just go to Stephen. Stephen, hi, how are you?
How are you doing, lad?
Stephen, in relation to this, come back to the Olympic Games, look, you know, there's no doubt it was a circus. There's one lad and his balls were hanging out, for God's sake, in the middle of the Last Supper. So, I mean, it was quite clear. Now, they're saying, by the way, that's not what it meant to depict. It was meant to interpret something else. I don't believe that for a minute. I believe they knew exactly what they were doing.
Well, yeah, like, I suppose if I can elaborate on this a little bit, not too long-winded, right? But I think we're missing the point of it is that not that they mocked Christianity. I believe that the thing I'm most annoyed about is that they made a mockery of the Olympics itself. The Olympics is supposed to be a celebration of, the peak athletes and excellence in the world, where all the world's people come together, different cultures. It should be a place where mockery is not part of the...
It shouldn't be political at all, in any shape or form.
I wouldn't even say political. It should be mature. If you look at the Greek Olympics, I think it was 2004, they had a display of a cultural display that involved nudity, involved things, but it was to do with the classical art of the past of Greece.
It was tastefully done, is the point you're making, yes.
It was tasteful. Now, the problem here is that we have a community that is trying to insert itself into everything. It has to be the main attention in the room on everything. And it looks like the Olympics Committee bowed down to a very, very less than mediocre performance of people who, for far too long, have self-entitled themselves as artists. It's not art whatsoever. It's antagonism. And it doesn't matter who they target, it is antagonism. And I'm actually delighted to hear that Muslims around the world call it out as well. Mm. You know, they haven't stayed quiet. They haven't celebrated the mockery of Christianity. They've actually said that this is scandalous. And I think that things like the Olympics, things like the GAA and all other sporting occasions, we need to go back and have a look at this now and say, we need to keep the opinions out of it and make it classy again, make it mature again. And it should be an example.
I mean, organizations, you know, worldwide organizations like FIFA, like the Olympic Committee, the Olympic Games, like the GAA, whatever it happens to be, you know, international organizations, they shouldn't be infiltrated by any communities. You know, no matter what that community or minority or what that community is, it shouldn't be used as a tool for communities to make political statements. And that's exactly what we did, or what they allowed to happen here. By the LGBT community, we're allowed to make a statement because it is a political movement. You can argue what you want, but LGBTQ is a political movement. There's no doubt about it. I mean, for God's sake, does Pride ever end? They had Pride in Belfast this weekend, and a lot of people are saying tonight, I thought Pride was in June, but now seemingly it's in July in Belfast, where it might be, I mean, in August, it might be somewhere else. In other words, it seems to be a year-round thing.
Yeah, it is about saturation because, you know, there's an agenda there for it, right? But what I will say is that the biggest losers here are not Christianity. It's society as a whole in terms of mature organisation of events. There's a decay in society now. Everything is just piss poor. You take a look at the Sinead O'Connor wax figure.
Oh, stop.
They've
taken it down. They've taken it down, I believe. It's horrendous.
I'm not saying the artist. And the artist should be given a second chance at that, to be honest. But I'm just saying that standards are dropping all over the shop. And they need to come back up.
By the way, on a side note, that Sinead O'Connor wax depiction of Sinead O'Connor was horrendous. It was actually insulting to the girl. It looked nothing like her. I don't know what the artist was thinking.
It was like something out of Team America World Police.
Exactly. Do you know what it looked like? I remember years ago, Stingray. Do you remember the enemy in Stingray, the ball guy with the scar on him? That's exactly who it looked like. Or Yul Brynner. I'm not too sure which, but it was horrendous. I heard Sinead's brother was on Liveline during the week and kind of said, will you please take it down? It's hideous. And they did, by the way. They've agreed to take it down, so it's been removed. They'll probably have another bash at it, I'm not too sure. Anyway, so getting back to the Olympic Games, sorry.
Another example of, you know, low standards, but the biggest losers in the Olympics, whatever about the Christianity thing, is the French themselves. French culture should have been put on display, like what the Greek culture was put on display. You know, ancient Greek culture was put on display in Athens 2004, I believe it was. And any other country where it's hosted, that country's culture should be at the fore.
Well, it's an opportunity for the Olympic Committee that's hosting the Olympic Games. This is what it's all about. This is why countries demand or want to host it. It's an opportunity to sell tourism. That's what it is. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, if you want to make money off the back of it, brilliant. But the cultural aspect, to feel represented, your country is hosting the Olympics. Like, you know, get all of the best of your country out
there. Absolutely, get your money's worth out of it, yeah.
And I'm sorry to say it, but a man wearing... Now, I don't think it was actually his ball hanging out. I think it was actually a hole in his stocking. it was pointed out that it was a hole in the stocking that made it look like a testicle. But even then, like, it's just... trash. There was a TV show years ago called Eurotrash.
I remember
you
that.
Might remember.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cheap that, Channel 4 thing, yeah. Was. Yeah, okay. Well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Paul. Paul. Hi, how are you doing? Yeah, well, there you go. Stephen likened it to Eurotrash, that trashy show on Channel 4 many years ago with that kind of half French dude.
That was not a field show.
Yeah, but, it was your only way, at the time, by the way, in Ireland, it was your only way to see a bit of porn, wasn't it, really?
Yeah.
Anyway, definitely. Back to the Olympic Games. You know, I mean, there is the argument that it's freedom of expression, Paul, you know, and who are we to decide?
Well, Noel, I think that whole freedom of expression thing has just been, it's just basically giving people a blank check to just do whatever you like, land, now, you know?
Mm.
And... I think that the real reason behind it all is that it's no more than an occult ritual. I think that the people that are in the high places of power in this in the world, there's been all sorts of accusations from celebrities making mad occult hand signs to even George Bush being in pagan religions. And I think that it was literally just an occult ritual. The people that are pulling the strings at the top of the world loved it. And as well as that, the child that was... they spent about 10 years with the whole rainbow thing, equality and the whole lot. And everyone seemed to, even in this country, everyone voted yes for gay marriage. Everyone was willing to be tolerant. But now I think that now they're bringing children into it, Noel. And I think that's what they're really...
You're talking about the child in the kind of Last Supper thing. There was one child in the middle of it all, wasn't there? Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know what the point of the child was.
All sorts of examples now. It's only really kicked off in the last year where they're bringing... Because they know that they were never going to get away with this sort of stuff overnight. But in the last year, they're really bringing children into it.
Don't get me wrong. I've seen some of the stuff that I think is really bad for children to be viewing when it comes to LGBT, particularly some of the pride parades I've seen around the world. But the idea that you think for one minute... Hang on, let me finish. The idea that you think for one minute that paedophilia, or as they like to call it nowadays, minor attracted people, because yeah. I want to give it a name that doesn't stigmatise people. I couldn't care less if you stigmatise a pedo. You should just get rid of them. Anyway, but the whole point is that you think they're trying to normalise that. I don't think there's anybody with a brain that thinks you could ever normalise paedophilia.
Well, Noel, if you maybe just to sexualise children or get them sexually active younger or some sort of a thing, it's definitely about the children. I was only on the Stenaline Belfast boat, and there was going over to Liverpool, and there was a child's computer game on the boat. And in one of the, like, you could pick the way it was, like, each of the boats could race against each other. And one of the boats had a rainbow flag going through it. In a child's game that's for 10-year-olds and younger, you know what I mean?
So you believe it's like an indoctrination, so to speak?
Yeah, I think that they spent the first decade being all for equality and... just pride and like not being ashamed or whatever the original agenda was. Well, now
are you a Christian? Are you a Christian, Paul?
I am, yeah.
Okay, and were you offended by that the other night? Did you think it was offensive?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
And do you accept their apology? Although it's not really an apology because
occult practices. They've been going on since before Christianity. There's always been pagans here. People think that the Catholics just came along and then all the pagans just went to and that was that. It wasn't that. There's still people with all these strange occult beliefs and rituals, and they put it into Hollywood a lot. They put it into music. They put it into the symbolism all over the world, like that. Even on the dollar, that the pyramid, the all seeing eye, like it's all there's been occult stuff going on. Like it didn't disappear 1,000 years ago when Christianity came along.
Okay, Paul, thanks for that. Let me go to John. I think it's something to say. Sharon is first. Then I gotta go to John. Sharon, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall. Good, thanks.
Good. Did you watch the... No, I have to say, I didn't watch the whole opening ceremony. I couldn't be arsed. I didn't have long enough of my life to waste to watch the whole thing. But, I mean, what I saw was enough, to be honest with you. I wouldn't want to watch the whole thing after the piece I saw.
No, I didn't watch it because I think it would just be shit for my mind that my mind does not need. So I wouldn't watch it.
Mm.
But I think, why are they all... I mean, I can't speak more eloquently than the people that have spoke. They've made all the right points. The only point I think that mightn't have been made yet is these people should be held to account in some way.
In what way?
Well, who allowed? What kind of people? Somebody must have...
The organiser of the event, I mean, he was clearly chosen because of his views. And, you know, if you look back at his Twitter account, you can see he's very much in support of LGBTQ and the arts and all that kind of thing. So whoever picked him clearly knew exactly what his agenda was, and it was going to be very obvious what he was probably going to do. So they knew what they were doing. They're not stupid.
Well, they haven't made any, they say people aren't tolerant of them. This certainly would make people not tolerant of them, certainly where children are concerned and everything. So, do you know what, Niall? Jesus must be coming back sometime soon, because it said when the world goes to wreck and ruins, he'll be back.
Mm. Are you a Christian yourself, Sharon?
Yes, I am a Christian. Not Catholic, but a Christian, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, the Last Supper, I suppose, is the most biblical moment in the Bible, if you know what I mean. It's supposed to be the epitome of the whole of Christianity. That's what it's all about, the Last Supper before Jesus was crucified and came back. So for a lot of people, that Leonardo da Vinci depiction of the Last Supper, which everybody knows and sees, I mean, that was mocked. And I mean, not just mocked, but it was disgusting. I thought it was insightful. I thought it was horrendous. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm all for freedom of expression. And as Ben Scanlon rightly pointed out, I don't want to see anybody killed because of it or jailed because of it. But I think they should hang their heads in shame.
Yeah, they haven't done themselves any favours in you know, ingratiating themselves with the rest of society. They're just making a show of themselves, really.
And do you think there should be consequences? Like, what sort of consequences would you have? Lose their jobs or not get paid, the organiser, you know, maybe he should retract his fee, whatever. I don't know what his fee was, probably a lot of money, to be honest with you, millions, I'd imagine. You know.
Yeah, my God, if he's getting paid millions for that, oh, I don't know. That's a contract that they've probably agreed, but I don't know what consequences, but I feel there should be some, so that the next time someone goes to do this, they might think twice.
I mean, to me, it wasn't even organised. I mean, if this was taken from some art school somewhere where there was dancers doing it, but it wasn't even that. Well, it just looked like, you know, let's get a bunch of the oddest people we can find, drag queens, transvestites, transgenders, and we just throw them in there along with a very large lady in the middle who was supposed to be Jesus, you know, and they can do what they want because there was no routine. It was actually so amateur. It was horrendous.
Yeah, well, somebody, you know, this Last Supper shouldn't have been allowed to bring into it, be brought into it, whatever else they did. But, I mean, they just are doing themselves no favours.
Who, the LGBTQ people or the Olympic
Committee? The people who did this, you know, I mean, I wouldn't employ them again for anything.
No, certainly I wouldn't. And I don't think they're going to get much work after this one. Listen, Sharon, thank you for that. Let me go to John. John, hi, how are you?
Hi, how are things?
John, you know, it wasn't just the Last Supper bit, by the way. You know, the whole thing, I mean, apart from the, you know, the offence to Christians, I mean, there was another lad singing who had breasts and he was running up and down with a beard. I don't know what the name of Jesus he was supposed to be doing. He couldn't even sing. Well, it was horrendous, the whole thing.
I suppose the focus at the moment, possibly from the 2.5 billion Catholics, Christians around the world, is on this piece on the Last Supper, which a lot of people don't realize that the Last Supper and the breaking of bread was actually the first Mass.
That's right.
Was the breaking of bread. Yeah, that was the first Mass, right? So this is a huge insult to Christians out there, right? And I would say it's one of the most coldest things I ever saw done, because, which has been previously said by a lot of other good contributors at the start there, they wouldn't dare touch one of the main religions who seems to be in the news a lot, as regards what goes on around the world and fundamentalism and stuff like that. So therefore, it was cowardly. But Abraham...
By the way, can I point out, I want to clarify, that the Olympic Committee said it wasn't meant to be the Last Supper. I don't believe them, by the way. They said it was meant to depict Dionysus. Now, from what I believe now, Dionysus is the god of winemaking. So I don't know why you would have a bunch of transvestites honouring the god of winemaking.
Yeah, there was definitely an agenda here. Like, you see, a lot of people...
So they haven't apologised, John. They, sorry for interrupting you.
Well, it is a Mickey Mouse apology.
Like, yeah, well, no, it's an apology. It's kind of like saying, that's not what we intended. We're sorry you feel that we did. And if you did feel like that, well, we're kind of sorry about it. But we're not admitting to doing anything wrong.
Well, to me, you see, there's two types of intelligence. Like, that. There's this intelligence that you have by education. And there's also, to me, which is even a higher pecking order, is the emotional intelligence. It's like, if you say or do something, you should think first, because how it's going to be picked up by either an individual or a group of individuals, like or something that's been said now live on your podcast or on a radio station, right? You should, before you open the hole in your face, or before you do something, you should realize how this is going to be perceived by the other side.
But John, are you, and how it's perceived, we've seen how it's perceived worldwide, but are you a hypocrite, John? Because I can't remember now, but I remember we would have discussed Charlie Hebdo on the radio going back in 2015.
I was on with you, that's him.
Yeah, we probably did. And what were your views at the time? Were you one of these people like me who said, je suis Charlie, and people should be able to express themselves way they want?
If you could find the piece now there, I know word for word because I was on a few stations about that, but I was definitely on with you. And my take on it was that the people that pulled the trigger obviously were complete cold-blooded murderers, right? Mm. But the editors that decided to run these pieces, right, knowing what the consequences could be, might as well have their finger on the triggers as well that slaughtered their staff. They were equally to blame. Both were at blame. What they'd done, the mockery that they went along with, and the fundamental Islamic people then that murdered everyone in their office then, one was as bad as the other.
John, mockery should never be illegal. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm quite happy, I should be able to mock God, mock Jesus, mock Muhammad, mock whoever it is. I should be able to do that. Yes, I have to take responsibility for what I say. And, you know, and people can demand that I apologize or they can shun me or I could do it. But I shouldn't be murdered or lose my job or whatever.
But if you know, you see, like, I mean, that there are people within that religion that you take it so seriously, that unlike us Christians, like, I mean, this is getting back to the cowardly part of it again. They know it, and Ibrahim there kind of mentioned it as well, that maybe someday the Catholics, I mean, I don't want to see anyone doing this, but some Christian might say, no, enough is enough. And they do some kind of a terrorist attack on what they perceive has been the insult came from wherever, right? But the thing is, like, I mean, I'm not going to go down to the local drug dealer, like, and his whole family will say, that's not out of character, like, I mean, fighting, almost kill you, break down the door of your house. I'm not going to go down and take him on, like, there's laws there to do that. Why would I get involved in a situation like that when I would bring trouble on myself? That's the example I'm making.
Okay, well, hang on, because I have so many people to get to. Stay there, John. Let me go to Eileen. Eileen, hi.
Hello, Neil.
How are you doing? Eileen, did you watch it?
I didn't watch it because I haven't watched TV since 2018.
Okay.
Rubbish.
Okay.
But I saw the video. People sent on the videos to the WhatsApps and
stuff.
Yeah. And okay. It was, of course, a complete abomination. It was a satanic ritual. That's what it was, in case people are under any misconceptions about it being, that's what it was. It was a satanic ritual from start to finish. You had the transgender person lighting the torch with the man. No, traditionally in pre-Christian times, the torch was lit at the temple to Zeus, a demon, by a man and a woman. This whole thing is completely... The basis for all of this is the destruction of everything Christian, and it was a mockery of Catholicism.
You even had the horse of the apocalypse coming down the Seine, if you remember.
You had a mockery of Jesus going to save the world. That was telling us that the supposedly our probably that the Antichrist is here. This is the ruler of the world that we've got now.
Yeah.
That. This was a mockery of Jesus, that everything Christian is being destroyed, everything that we hold...
Do you know what, Eileen? I'm not even religious. I don't believe in God, but I completely agree with you. I do, it was an attempt from start to finish, I believe. Like, as you mentioned, the transgender lighting the torch. You know, you had the horse of the apocalypse coming down the Seine. Then on top of that, to top it all off, the crescendo, of course, was the Last Supper with a bunch of transvestites and a very large lady pretending to be Jesus. And then pretending that's not what it was meant to be, which is absolute bullshit. I don't buy that at all, right?
Well, the devil is the father of lies. We know that. So they're never going to come out. He plays his hand. And you will see the obvious, and you'll know what it is, but it will be denied. Mm. That has been the way of Satan since Adam and Eve, you know. But what struck me as well was there was a little child
in the Last Supper, at the table. Yeah.
and a guy, real creepy looking, gesticulating around her in a very vicious manner, you know. And I was thinking, how would any parent allow their child to be? But my reading of that is that because of what's happening these days with the trafficking, child sacrifice, abortion, that she might have been the sacrifice. You know, that's just my own reading of that. She was the only child there.
It was quite odd to see the child in the middle of it all. Yeah, it was quite odd.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. I felt a bit uncomfortable. I mean, look, don't get me wrong, I was uncomfortable with the whole thing, even though I'm not even religious. But I was kind of taking offence on behalf of the Christian community. Don't get me wrong, I've had a go at the Catholic Church on numerous occasions on the show in relation to things that are happening that are factual, right? But I wouldn't intentionally just go out to mock it for the crack, because I think it's a good idea, particularly, of course, with this agenda that seems to be running around the world at the moment, that, you know, that a minority of people who are part of the LGBTQ community think that they can do what they want, because that seems to be the way.
That's being shoved in everybody's face. And that was what was being shoved as well the other night. And of course, you had these people, limbs akimbo and collapsing on the ground. And no, I'm not sure whether that is the foretelling of the plague from, you know, because it was like a kind of heart attack situation. I was reading something that said, oh, that was depicting all the people that have been, that have died through heart ailments because of the vaccines and all that. Now, I wouldn't be reading too much into it, but certainly it was completely apocalyptic, wasn't it?
But I mean, where does freedom of expression come into it? Sorry, Eileen, and I know I have to be quick with everybody. They're giving out to me in my ear here. Where does the freedom of expression come into it? Because, you know, at the time, as I said, with Charlie Hebdo back in 2015, as much as we all agree, and the Muslim community as well condemned the fact that people were murdered, that shouldn't have happened. But, you know, we all said, you know, the press, everybody should have freedom of expression.
And people should have freedom of expression. But God is beyond freedom of... I mean, the blasphemy laws are still in 9 EU countries. Of course, Ireland and France have removed them.
Yeah.
You know, but yes, freedom of expression. But God is the creator. God is... Our laws are based on Christian principles. Our culture, our society is based on Christian principles that come from the natural law of God. And blasphemy is heinous. A mockery of God. God can destroy the world in less than a second. You know, why would people do this after what Jesus did for us? You know, why would people do this?
Okay, listen, Eileen, thank you very much indeed for your contribution. Let me go to Bernie as well. Bernie, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall. Just from what I've read and seen, I'm absolutely totally disgusted and disappointed. Like, it's meant to represent athletes, people who go out there in all weathers to train, who spend a fortune on trying to, you know, they were good at something and they decided they'd do this. I think it's absolutely disgusting.
Well, the whole idea of the Olympics is the unity, as Ben Scallon mentioned earlier on. It's unity. It's unity of the world, bringing countries together for first purpose of sport, by the way, nothing else. Not for the purpose of the LGBT community, but for the purpose of sport.
I agree with a lot of the previous lady said. I'm absolutely it's hurtful. I mean, I'm a Catholic, and I just think I know the picture. What they were depicting was nothing. It was the furthest removed from sport. It was an insult to all humanity to me, and I think it should have been shut down. I think the Olympics are gone, and it's like the Eurovision. The LGBT, whatever their agenda is, it's not good. It's not the right thing to follow, and we see now how they've insulted everyone.
There's a lot of people suggesting to boycott it, but I know some of the big sponsors, like C-Spire, who are a big telecommunications company in the United States, a mobile phone company, they would be a massive sponsor. They've just pulled out, and I imagine other sponsors may pull out as well. Now, the organising committee have said that people have got it all wrong, that you, me, we've all got it wrong, that it wasn't meant to be the Last Supper. It was an interpretation of Dionysus, who is the god, I believe, the god of winemaking. I've no understanding of, they must think people are stupid.
And like the woman in the middle who is supposed to represent you, the big heap of her, that was nothing to do with the Olympics. That was to do with the Olympics. And beside the fact that she was, it was disgusting. I'm absolutely heartbroken. I'll never go to Lourdes, I'll never go to France. That's just finished me off. And we're all part of the one community now. We're all European. But that didn't have anything to do with me.
Okay, Bernie. Okay, sorry, I'm kind of rushing through everybody. Let me go to Morris. Morris, hi. I'm going to find it very difficult. If there's anybody, by the way, who thinks that we're overreacting or the world is overreacting to the opening ceremonies of the Olympics, please text us or WhatsApp us on 085 122 55. I'll put your call on priority because nobody seems to think this is a good idea. Morris, hi. How are you?
Niall, how are you doing? I didn't see the Olympics open thing, but I've seen clips online like everybody did. I just thought it was like a big orgy, to be honest with you. That's what I've seen. It was so offensive to be on such an early time in the evening, you know, kids watching it. Billions of people around the world, and that's all they could come up with. We have the biggest audience in the world looking at us. But then here's a Christian saying as well, when you're at your best, that's when the devil will come for you.
Mm. A lot of people are kind of saying this is, you know, this was intentional. This is a worldwide agenda at the moment to have a go at Christianity. It's a worldwide agenda by the LGBT community to have a go at Christianity because of their reaction to, you know, to gay marriage and what have you. And although this has nothing to do with gay people, these were transgenders and drag queens and whatever the hell they were, transvestites.
And I said it to one of your researchers weirdos. When somebody had one of their Lee Roadies hanging out, you know, it was just saying, pardon the pun, you should get a balkan over that, you know. It was just stupid, absolutely
stupid. Now, some people have said that there is an article online suggesting now that it wasn't his bollock hanging out, by the way, that it was part of his tights. I don't know. It did look like his bollock hanging
out. Well, you know, we all know what tights look like, and I've never seen anything like that sticking out of a pair of tights in my life. But I think basically what it was you know, they got a chance to do something really good and they really messed it up. And France now is the laughing stock of the world, just like the Americans.
But here's the point.
I totally got it wrong.
I put a tweet up that went particularly well. Actually, in all my years of tweeting, I've never put a tweet up that went so well. It nearly had 100,000 likes and I think 3 million views.
Yeah.
But the point I made was, after the previous attempt back in 2015 and the reaction around the world to what happened with the Charlie Hebdo thing, they wouldn't have done this to Islam. But they do it to Christianity. So do you think Christianity is a soft target?
No, anything is up for, you know, to drag it down. You know what I mean? But, you know, there'll be a lot of people out there saying, well, France really owe themselves, you know, they've done it to themselves. Like, France is a colonizer like all the other European countries in Europe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They colonize parts of the world, you know, and it's come back to haunt them. And England is the same. And I'm just after watching a video online there, just on the sidetrack, of a taxi from the six counties pulling up outside the IPS and people getting out. And somebody said, where are you at to come from? Oh, I've got this fare in Belfast Airport.
Yep, yeah.
There you go. So what's going on? But what I'd say to you is, the Olympics is about bringing people together. And this is actually divided people. So, you know, whether you meant it or not, come out and say, we got it wrong, we're sorry, and everybody just go away and enjoy what's left of the Olympics. Okay?
Thanks, Morris. Thanks for that. Let me go to Declan, who's kind of writing about this at the moment. Declan, hi, how are you?
Hello there, Neil. The first thing I want to say is the lady, the lesbian lady who played Jesus, her name is Barbara Butch. She's
Barbara Butch, there's a very obvious name, isn't it? Yeah, Barbara Butch.
And she admits, she admits on social media it was a take-up of The Last Supper. I sent you on a link from the Catholic Herald confirming that.
Now, so, hang on, Declan, for a second. So if she's admitting that it was meant to be The Last Supper and that's what she was told, why are the organisers saying that's not what it was meant to be? You've all got it wrong.
Right. Oh, okay. As regards the Greek thing, you have these edgy, in inverted commas, people in Ireland on social media, you know, saying that we're too touchy about this, right? And that it's great art. Now, I was actually in Paris about 20 years ago and I went into Notre Dame Cathedral and there was a bloke on the high altar expressing his right to self-expression by lying there naked with candles around him. And the old French ladies were disgusted at that. I pulled them up by the hair and gave them a couple of very hard boots in the face before the police came and dragged them away.
Wow.
Maybe
violence wasn't the answer, Declan, but go on, yeah.
Well, these French ladies were disgusted at it.
Oh, he should have been. He should have been arrested for indecent exposure. There's no doubt. Yeah.
But
you kicking him in the face probably wasn't the right attitude, was it?
Japanese tourists were lapping it up. They thought it was great fun.
Yeah. Now, with respect, Declan, I don't think it's great fun to be kicking people in the face. But however, go ahead.
Yeah, but the thing with Barbara Bush and her pals is they have no talent, right? And they're jumping on the bandwagon. Now, if you take the All-Ireland there between Armagh and Galway, where somebody flashed her boobs with a Palestinian flag, traditionally the R10 boys band would have played the Boys of the County Armagh and Galway Bay, you know, not trying to take over the whole show. If you go back to the Eurovision Song Contest that Ireland hosted, and Riverdance was at the interval, right?
Yeah.
Now, there was talent there. These people have no talent, so all they can do is plagiarise and jump on the bandwagon. It's supposed to be Olympics, higher, faster, stronger, whatever, and they put a big, you know, Eddie the Elephant there in the middle of it. So what kind of message is that? Like,
well, it's a kind of message of freedom of expression, according to them, and it's a message because of just we've had Pride Month. Although Pride Month never seems to end. It's in Belfast this month, and I believe it's in Cork in August. I think it's in September and somewhere else. So Pride seems to be an all round year thing. Anyway, that's it. It seems to be a Pride message, wasn't it?
Well, again, the Charlie Hebdo people would argue that, and they would say, wrongly in my opinion, or not fully rightly, that there's a tradition in France going back to the so-called Enlightenment before the French Revolution of expressing yourself. Now, during the German occupation...
Just make it quick if you can. I don't have much time, but go on, make it quick, go on.
Yeah, but in most of French history, that stuff was not tolerated. You'd end up
in the gallows.
So.
Yeah, but I think we're past that point. Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not calling for anyone to be beheaded or anyone to be killed or anybody, to be in jailed for it. But I just think, that maybe that this kind of mockery, people need to take responsibility for it. Because nobody's taking responsibility. Because according to the committee, that's not what they depicted. But Declan obviously clearly said that Barbara Bush, who's the girl that was pretending to be Jesus in the middle with the halo on her head, that she said, that's what she was told, it was meant to be the Last Supper. Declan, stay there with me if you want to. Let me go to Tony, and I'm going to go to Sean as well. Tony, hi, how are you?
Hello, Niall, how are you?
Good. Okay? Tony, did you watch it?
I didn't, Niall.
It's like a circus.
I know. I'd be better off going to the circus.
Yeah, more entertaining.
But no, I didn't watch it, but from what I've seen, it's absolutely appalling. And I haven't heard much from the Irish TDs. They don't seem to comment on these things. Our minister for having children involved in it was absolutely despicable.
I haven't heard any comment from, well, apart from positive comments, by the way, from any Irish politician publicly. Official statements or any organisation condemning it.
And our minister for children. Because there was children.
There was a child in it. But I don't think anyone else's Minister for Children has made a comment in relation to that one child, because not very many people see the child.
If it's one child, it's one child too many.
Oh, well, but yes, and people should condemn that in relation to the way the child was used. I do believe it's kind of sexual exploitation to some degree, because obviously the whole thing was sexualised.
I'm along the lines of yourself. If it was Islam, there is no way in the world it would be done.
No!
And
there would have been riots all over France.
France would have burned down. The Olympics would have been cancelled. There's no way in the world the Olympics would have been cancelled.
Not that that should happen, by the way. Yeah, but you're all right. Yeah, that would have happened. Yeah, I'd imagine.
If that had been about Allah and his six-year-old little girlfriend, who was his nine-year-old wife, if that was depicting that, it would have just burned France to the ground.
But what they said was, it was a depiction of somebody actually corrected me. They said it's called Dionysus. Dionysus. Thank you very much, by the way, for somebody who sent that in and spelled it for me. Anyway, Dionysus. Dionysus. Is it Dionysus? Dionysus? Anyway, which is the god of winemaking. I looked it up a minute ago. And he said, it's wrecking my head the way Niall is pronouncing it. Apart from that, great discussion, Pat from WhatsApp. But we'll stay there, Tony. Let me just go to Sean as well.
What it is as well, Niall, just let me get this point across. What it is as well, and I've said this before on your show, it's trying to normalise paedophilia. That's what it is. It's indoctrination of children, because a lot of kids would have watched the opening ceremony. And it's trying to indoctrinate children.
Well, I don't know about normalising. That particular thing was about normalising paedophilia, but it was certainly about normalising the fact that men can become women.
They can't.
Let me go to Sean. Okay, stay there. Sean, hi, how are you doing?
Afternoon, man.
Afternoon, Sean. I mean, Sean, I mean, look, I'm not a religious person and I couldn't care less, to be honest with you, right? It just, to me, it's just, I just turn it off because I've no interest in it. But in saying that, Christians around the world found it really offensive. You know, it was a depiction of the Last Supper.
Of course it was, but it was an expression of freedom of speech. And we have spent the last 2 years in this show arguing that freedom of speech is sacrosanct and we need to support it. The check and balances is in the system. The check and balances is your tweet going viral with 2 million views. Everyone in the world coming out against it.
3.4 Catholics, million views, Christians, actually, but whatever. Go on, yeah.
Catholics, Christians, Muslims coming together to condemn the Olympics. This radio show going on today, that's the check and balance in the system itself. We need to allow freedom of speech because the next thing we know, we won't be allowed to have this show Monday to Thursday. Gripped aren't going to be allowed to have their show on a Friday. So I say, let the degenerates come out and behave like that. They're making a mockery of themselves, a show of themselves, and we get to turn around.
Yeah, but I don't mind
the freedom of speech.
Yeah, but I don't mind the degenerates doing their bit every now and again. But when you when you're talking about something that's done on public money, and it has a massive audience of say 2 billion people worldwide, and the whole purpose of that opening ceremony for any country, by the way, in the world who hosts, you know, the World Cup or the Olympic Games or whatever it is, or the Eurovision Song Contest, is to promote, maybe not the Eurovision because we all know what that's about, is to promote their country and tourism and promote what their country is all about. Is France really about a bunch of weirdos, you know, dressed as women or men with beards and breasts going around singing songs and, you know, depicting the Last Supper and, you know, the horsemen and the apocalypse going down the Seine? Is that really what France is about? No, it's not. I'm sure the people of France are very ashamed of that.
You've had Lisa De Bruin and the rest of the Turf Gang on here for the last 2 years for trying to tell everyone in the country what's going on. Now they're after putting it on a show for 2.3 billion people worldwide to see what's going on. Last week at the Olympics was brilliant for common sense, for turf nationwide, for anyone who disagrees with all this bullshit that's going on. And now we get to stand up and say, no, it's gone too far, enough is enough, and we finally have people agreeing with us. Last week was brilliant. Long live freedom of speech. Long live the French and the Republic.
Vive la France.
You know, bullshit like that on stage. Now everyone can see exactly what's happening with a child in front of a loose bollocks on stage. It was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, okay, so the point you're making is it was great because it now gives a purpose to those the tractors around the world.
And it's got everyone on the side of free speech. No one can argue against it now. All those degenerates up last week who are saying it's free speech, we get to say exactly the same thing next week. When we say, you're a man, we can turn around and say, sorry, you had your free speech at the Olympics. This is ours now. And now everyone's watching.
But I thought the undercurrent in it was that it was cowardly. And again, I pointed out in my tweet that I'm not religious. And I asked in the tweet, why didn't they do this with Islam? And then I said, no, actually, don't bother answering the question. We all know why, of course. You know, because if this had been a depiction of, say, the Prophet Muhammad, you know, with a young girl
France
or something like that.
Down.
Oh, yeah, France would be burned down tomorrow. Yeah, we all know that. And they knew that too, by the way, when they were doing it.
Of course they did, but that's their right. They have the right to free speech, just the way we do every Monday to Thursday, 12 to half one.
Okay, stay there for a second. Let me go to Nuala. Stay with me, Sean. Nuala, hi.
How are you? How's it going?
Yeah, you heard Sean. Sean thinks it's great because what it does is it shows the world exactly what's going on and what the agenda is.
Well, I think, you know, people do things because they're funded. And it's all this corporate funding that's driving all these things. You know, like you can see the deterioration of creativity in a lot of these things because they have nothing else to do but to be outrageous. And that kind of gives them a bit of notice. But they probably have no real skills in themselves. You know what I mean? You can see that with different art festivals around the country. They keep, you know, certain people get in on it. And, you know, if you threw paint on the wall, it suddenly is an artistic thing. You know, this kind of a crazy kind of stuff where this, you know, real creativity begins with skills. You have to have the skills first. Now,
I have to interject you because I watched a video recently of a guy and he had five buckets stacked on top of each other and the top one had paint in it and they were stacked precariously. There was a crowd around him watching him, right? And he went over and he tipped the bottom bucket with his foot a few times and the top, they all fell down and the top bucket splashed the paint on the ground and all the crowd went, ooh. And I go, you morons, this is art. I don't know, maybe he gave it a name, The Falling Buckets. It's probably worth millions. I don't know who this lad was.
I mean, the whole thing, like, you know, like if you were playing ping pong or whatever, I'm sure to get into the Olympics, they've gone too far. And then you see all these different, you know, say our own athletes, they go over to the colleges in the States and they get all this extra training and all this different
funding. Well, I don't mind all that part of it. Yeah, no, I don't mind. I don't mind. Sure, they're even bringing breakdancing into the Olympics now. I don't mind all that part of it. Let's focus on the opening ceremony, the Last Supper, Nuala. Did you see it?
No, I didn't. I have no interest in the Olympics because I think a lot of it is amateur anymore.
So you didn't see it at all. So you didn't see the transvestites all jumping around and one of them with his testicles hanging out. You didn't see all of that, no?
No, Shirley Prophet, I'm very interested in that part.
Okay. Is it blasphemy? Is it blasphemy to mock the Last Supper?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't even give it a thought because I don't think it's... Why should it be of interest to anybody to be looking at such stupid stuff? You want to get your brain fried.
All right, thanks for that. Stay there, Sean. Let me go to Derianne. Derianne, hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, Niall, good.
There you go.
Yeah, no, I just think you had a caller on earlier, Paul, and I actually fully could hear what he was saying. You know, and I think the point has been missed and it's been said by some of the comments. Maureen and Jessica have alluded to it. Are you aware that there's a convicted child abuser playing for Holland? He's on the volleyball team.
I'm not aware of that. No, I'm not.
Right. Well, yeah. That's okay because I'm convinced that's exactly.
Did he go to jail? Did he go to jail?
He did his time.
Okay. Well, then that's the answer. There's the answer to your question. I mean, don't get me wrong. You may feel it's immoral or inappropriate, but it's not illegal. He served his time. He's been in jail. Personally speaking, I don't believe people get enough time in jail for those kind of crimes. But that's the deal. He did his time. And then he gets to live his life. He doesn't get banned from the Olympics because he has a previous conviction.
Well, look, the fact that Paul was talking about, you know, this satanic thing that's been going on in the world for a long, long time, and it's in our faces, and yet I believe that any mother whose 12-year-old was raped by a guy six times. He flew from Amsterdam to the UK to meet this 12-year-old who we met on Facebook. I just think that is absolutely disgusting. And putting on the, well, whatever you call it, the Last Supper charade is a great way to sidetrack from the fact, like in America, people in America know and are aware of where rapists live, ex-rapists, we call them, whatever, child abusers.
Yeah, Sarah's law, Megan's law, yeah.
Yeah, so, but here is this guy been snuck in, and yet there's a child. This whole, you know, and by the way, what really got me annoyed was I happened to look... And I hadn't looked at it before. I looked at it on the player of your man, Eamon Casey. Now,
okay, we talked about that last week, Derianne. Let's just focus on what we're talking about.
No, I'm just bringing it in.
Yes,
these cover-ups, this whole agenda of paedophilia across the world. These groups, you know, there's so much agenda.
And I'm not disagreeing with you, you know, in relation to cover-ups. But what we saw. Are depicted on, you know, Friday night, or was it Saturday? I can't remember now. I think it was Friday night. Anyway, what we saw depicted wasn't so much about paedophilia. It was about the LGBT community, transgenders, drag show queens, cross-dressers, transvestites, whatever word you want to use. But there was one child. I don't think there was some sort of depiction of paedophilia. There was nobody depicting paedophilia.
So let's
focus on what we're actually talking about today. So do you believe they've kind of half apologized for it, but Sean said, sure, there's no need to apologize. They don't the world a service by now drawing attention to the fact that this seems to be an agenda.
Well, yeah, that too, but there are also the fact that this I think it's more to do with the child abuse thing in these paedophilia rings. It's disgusting. The only reason why I alluded to Eamon Casey is because of what the church hid and how stood up for. And it's only coming out now.
I agree. We dedicated a whole hour to talking about that particular documentary last week.
That's fine. Yeah. But you have to see where it adds up with what went on last night, and I just think it's disgusting, and it's not fair to the players or to anybody who, spent their life training to go to these games.
All right, okay, thank you for that, Ariane. I appreciate it. Sean, a lot of people have pointed out, by the way, that as much as what you're saying, and I kind of half agree with you, to be honest with you now, thinking about it in hindsight, but, that having the kind of child in the middle of it all, in this kind of sexualized piece for 10 minutes of people in the Last Supper was a little bit much, and it was kind of playing into this whole nonsense that people in the future, there's a kind of theory that they're trying to normalize this idea of, men or grown adults being sexually attracted to children.
Yeah, big time. But again, we're seeing it in the school curriculum. We're seeing it, you mentioned the pride events up and down, including in Ireland over the last few years and what's going on in front of children. Again, I just think this highlights it on a big popular world stage where it's on mainstream media. It was live on RTE. My mother has seen it, and trying to tell her what's going on for the last couple of years, she just doesn't believe it half the time. It's absolutely brilliant. And the check and balances are there. They're right. They should come out and apologise. Just like if I come on your show and say something about someone that upsets them, I'll be forced by society to go and apologise. But this is exactly how it should work.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't have to apologise. It's entirely up to you. And I'm of the belief, like you, of freedom of expression and freedom of speech. And if you say something, you have a choice to apologise or not to apologise. And mind you, I find in media, apologising always makes things worse. But it was because then they all go, oh, see, you knew you were wrong, didn't you? But in saying that, you have a choice to apologise. You don't have to apologise.
The longer they don't apologise, the better it is for our side. You mentioned the sponsors starting to pull out. The worldwide outrage is growing and growing and growing. It's a snowball now, and it's going to continue.
Stay there for a second. Lorenzo, hi, how are you?
Hi, man, how are things?
Good. I mean, Sean has taken to see it from a different point of view, I'm going to be honest with you, that maybe it was a good thing. Maybe it's drawn attention to the fact what people have been saying for years, that this agenda, worldwide agenda, to kind of push this nonsense on people is now out in the open and we can all give out about it openly.
Well, that's definitely something what probably happened in terms of, as another guy was saying, I mean, Olympics, for the fact that they are basically done in a country, every time in a different country, give the country the basically the option and the great advantage of advertising your own country. In this way, I mean, even to say that was Dioniso or the, in Italy with the Latins, we have Bacco, would be the same, but it's a different name. To me, at the beginning, it looked like a Smurf.
He did, he looked like Papa Smurf. Yeah.
Exactly. But is it only that the culture is only that? Makes no sense. And yeah, I mean, most likely is the fact that
was the Last Supper, was the depiction of the Last Supper, was that offensive to you as a Christian?
I mean, if you are a Christian, it's normal and it's okay to be offended. Yes, I'm tied in everything, but I don't believe in God anymore. So
okay,
for me, it's just a representation of something, but I can understand why Christians are offended by it.
Mm.
But I also think that, yes, you're free. I mean, freedom of speech is freedom of speech in terms of you can't say, you can do everything, you can say everything, but then when they say something against you, I know it's not right anymore.
But it wasn't just the Last Supper, by the way. It was the very fact that traditionally, of course, when the torch is being lit, they used a transgender this time around, to light the torch.
And then
they had the horse of the apocalypse going down the Seine. That was from the Bible as well. I mean, there seemed to be a like it was like an ongoing attack. constantly on traditionalism, Christianity, if you want to call it that, or whatever. And then, of course, it was all kind of, then you had the kind of the man with the, well, I don't know what it was, with a beard, you know, and the boobs walking down, singing badly, by the way, can I point out. There seemed to be no rehearsal done to this. It was like, let's find the biggest bunch of degenerates and say, you can do what you want for 10 minutes. Because that's really what they just did.
Well, they probably didn't plan accordingly to what they thought at the beginning. But I think that the main thing is again, you can do whatever you want, but you even have to live with the consequences. So you can't then, as you were saying, go down and apologize automatically because then somebody is against you. You should, I mean, keep your point. If you thought that that was something good and something that you really believed in, why apologizing? So... To me, like, is the problem that I see recently and nowadays is even the fact that everybody wants to do everything they want, but nobody wants to deal with the consequences. So, and that's it can't be, I mean, there are two things are colliding. You can do whatever you want, yes, but you have to deal with the consequences. Otherwise, you can't do what you want and do what everybody else wants you to do.
A spokesperson, well, hang on, just in relation to what Sean said earlier on, a spokesperson for the 2024 Olympics, Andy Camp, said that the performance incited outrage amongst Catholics and Christians and organisations. That certainly wasn't the intention. Clearly, there was never an intention to show disrespect to any religious group. The opening ceremony tried to celebrate community tolerance, Sean. In other words, we're all a bunch of intolerant people because we won't accept it.
They're the ones who tell us that trans people make up 0.01% of the population. Mm. When you have to go out of your way to piss off the other 90% to try to raise support and inclusion, then I think you've gone down the wrong road. They've made a mistake here. They know they've made a mistake. They're trying to plan.
I don't know. You're saying they know they made a mistake. I don't know. I think they're defending it. You know what I mean? I mean, when I say they apologise, in their original apology, you know, they say, and again, you know, they're saying, we apologise if people, in other words, if you got it wrong and thought that was the Last Supper, we're kind of sorry. You know what I mean? But that's not what we were doing. They're saying, you know, that they were trying to interpret something different completely. And it just coincidentally happened to look like the Last Supper, which what I know and you is bollocks.
Niall. If that were true, they wouldn't have removed the video from their own YouTube. They wouldn't have chased down every single person who posted on Twitter the other day and lodged a request through the data protection, whatever it was, to have all the videos removed. If they thought they were in the right, that video would still there.
Have they done that? I didn't know they did that. Have they done that?
Yeah, they went. So if you go to all the big accounts, all the ones we typically may say would be conservative accounts, they all got a block on Twitter, a temporary block till the video is removed. So anyone put it up from the Olympic Committee had it removed. So you leave a picture up, you're fine. If you have the video up, they chased down thousands of accounts overnight to have them removed.
But
it's
why?
But on their own YouTube account.
But why would they demand people take the video off their account when they're the ones who broadcast the video in the public sphere? It's not like they did it privately, that some people got this covertly or something like that. They made it available publicly to 2 billion people and then turn around later and say, oh no, you can't use that. There's some sort of copyright issue. We have control over that. I'm surprised Elon Musk went along with that and took it down or allowed it to be done.
In their bubble, they think everyone's on their side and everyone's mad into all this degeneracy. Once it went out into the real world and they saw the amount of backlash, I think they got a surprise. That's why we got the half-assed apologies that they didn't want to make. That's why they spent 24 hours chasing their tail, taking the videos down.
You know, I was surprised at the reaction I got. I was sitting there watching the telly the other night, and we kind of jumped off there, and we ended up watching something else, myself and my wife. But we watched that for about 10 or 15 minutes. And I just put up that quick screenshot that I found online, by the way, of the Last Supper picture. You know what I mean? And I put up that post. And within, you know, I think a couple of hours, it was up to 70,000 likes and like 3 million impressions. And I'm going, what happened there? It's the biggest tweet I've ever had. It just goes to show you how people were incensed by it.
Niall, who are the winners out of this situation? It's going to be Marianne Le Pen, it's Marjorie Taylor Greene, it's Donald Trump, it's GB News. Mm. This is the biggest gift they could ever have given to Conservatives. It's brilliant.
Okay, well, stay there. I'm kind of seeing it your way now. Jonathan, hi, how are you?
Hey, Lord, how are you getting on?
Good, good. Yeah, I'm kind of half agreeing with Jonathan now. Maybe it wasn't such a bad thing after all, Jonathan. Maybe it's maybe it's drawn attention to it and it's given us all a good reason to give out shite about people who dress up as women.
I think he's right. I agree with him. Like I said, I was offended by it. I thought it was abhorrent, the whole thing. But they're showing the hand now, Noel. They're showing the hand. You know, like that man said, they're uproar now. People are going back questioning what's going on. So they're getting back closer to their faith. I think it was a good thing. They shot themselves in the foot. No two ways about it.
Yeah, yeah.
People are in uproar now. People are going back now questioning. You look at France, the amount of Christians went out onto the streets on Sunday, I think it was. There were massive numbers.
Yeah, I
that were over there.
I'm assuming peaceful protests. I assume there were peaceful protests.
Oh, yeah, it was all peaceful. It was just all candlelit. It was all just candlelit saying prayers, but the numbers were astronomically.
Mm.
You know, they're showing the hands these people are. This has been going on. I think now they're terrified, Noel, of you, like that man said there. Trump going back into the White House in November. And the way he's talking about all this now across the board, they're just pushing it too hard, too fast. You know, I think we're supposed to be a slower drip than all this.
Yeah, here's my dream.
The kids, Noel.
Here's my dream. The European Union to move a little bit more to the right. Nigel Farage will become the Prime Minister of Britain in February next year. When Keir Starmer pisses them all off, and he will. And Donald Trump, of course, will be president of America. Wouldn't that be the ideal scenario for a bit of for the pendulum to swing back again? You know what I mean?
Beautiful. It would be. But like I said, I think they forced that. And like you said, there was one child at that ceremony.
Mm.
But like going back to the
Euro, that was weird.
You go back to the 2020 Olympics and the opening ceremony in London that time. That was satanic as well, Noel. If you look back at the 2020 Olympics in London that time, it was satanic from start to finish. It was a prediction of the COVID and all coming in. They were telling us all about it, but it was, I thought it was horrible. I thought it was demonic, the whole thing.
I don't remember it.
Have a look back at the footage of you.
I don't think it was as bad as this. They didn't have, you know, trannies running around pretending to be part of that stuff.
It was as bad on a different scale.
And a guy with his testicle hanging out.
But like I said, one child at that thing for the Last Supper, right? Some big, and like I said, it's about, I think it's about sports, it's about physique, it's about putting the effort in. These people went for makeup on and insulted half the blame world. You know, for what? Shits and giggles.
Yeah.
You know, I agree with what that man was saying there. It's probably the best thing that could happen. After you get over all the anger, when you break it down logically, like you said, now we have our argument.
Yeah, I have to say, Jonathan, you know, a lot of people now switching to your opinion. Maybe finally, Sean Sabey, maybe finally Maureen, who's our last caller. I don't think Maureen's going to change her mind, but Maureen, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall, how are you?
Now, before you start, Maureen, I'm like you. I was pissed off. I'm not even religious. And I was pissed off on your behalf the other night, right, when I watched it. But I'm kind of thinking Sean is kind of right. I think they did Christians a favour.
Well, he is. And I'll tell you why. Because Satan's pride is after, he's after outreaching himself, put it that way.
Mm.
He's showing the world what he is doing. And they definitely woke up the whole world. They didn't expect this backlash, you see, from us, you know, quiet Christians. That's a big mistake to make. Because us quiet Christians will one day not be so quiet Christians anymore when we start stand up and start defending our faith, especially Catholicism. But I've been saying this and I will keep on saying it. Catholicism has to go. And that was a direct attack on Catholicism. Even down to that thing that had its head resting on this Barbara Butch who was portraying Christ. That was St. John. They had every aspect of Leonardo's painting down to a T.
Yeah, it's bizarre that they're pretending they didn't. You know what I mean?
Yes, and then saying it's depicting, you know, Dionysus and his feast. That's a load of nonsense.
Dionysus, at least you pronounced it right. Yeah, I didn't pronounce it right. Dionysus, I looked it up.
The God of deities.
Yeah, who's...
He's one of the 12 deities of the Greek pantheon.
Okay, so I looked it up. Because Dionysus is the god of winemaking, surprisingly enough.
He is. He's more than winemaking now. He's fertility, orchards and fruit, vegetation, insanity, ritual, madness, religious ecstasy, and the theatre.
Well, in fairness, there was madness, all right. There was no shortage of madness.
It was. But you see, I think that they, by doing this, because we have been putting up with all this, it's in libraries for children. I saw the books myself. They're trying to foist this on top of on children because they came for the children, which we predicted many of us did. They now thought that all this was acceptable. So this was their way, I think, of trying to say, oh, look, you know, you're going to accept it. But I think that people are right in thinking about it. That pride overtook them and they have just now completely destroyed themselves. the whole lot of them. And the apology too was because a lot of the sponsors pulled out, and every video is gone. That is true. They're all gone.
Are they all gone?
So they weren't removed. I didn't know that. They're gone. Yeah, they're gone. Yeah, that's a fact.
I'm lost as to why Sean's just said that, and I wasn't even aware of that. I'm lost as to how Twitter or X, Elon Musk, allowed that to happen, because there's no copyright on it. And you can't claim copyright on something that's in the what they say is in the public interest. For example, if you or Sean want to post a clip of RT News tomorrow, there's no copyright on that. And the reason there's no copyright on it is it's called in the national interest. Yeah, sorry, Sean.
If you go into Twitter now, you can report under two different methods. One is under the standard method, the other is under the new EU Digital Communications Act. And under that act, the length of the clips online was longer than what's considered fair use. So you didn't have a choice to take them down. They had to be taken down.
What is the fair use policy? 12 seconds was the fair use policy, isn't it? Well, years ago, that's what it used to be. I'm not too sure what it is anymore.
I don't know how long it is, but I know the clips going around are about a minute and a half, 2 minutes. But I will send you a couple of links in your...
So what is the reason, Sean? You know more about this than I do, then, obviously. So what's the reason they're telling people to take it down? So when you receive your notification from Twitter saying, we've suspended your account until you remove this particular tweet, and they highlighted it's up to you to remove it. So what's the reason? On what grounds?
They've said copyright infringement on behalf of the owner. I'll send you a couple of screenshots.
Yeah, do. I'm very interested. I find that quite bizarre.
Yeah, but Niall, from what I read, the Olympic Committee themselves, they sent out cease and desist letters, apparently, because they didn't want this shown. After the backlash they got and the sponsors pulling out, that was enough for them. So they don't want any reminder of what they did.
But that'd be like me doing it on the radio or saying something about Christianity on the radio, and then somebody tweeting and said, did you hear Niall Boylan said this, with a clip of me saying it and me demanding they remove it? I have no right to demand that. I'm doing it on the radio. It's a public sphere, you know. It's a public place.
I know, but even Musk condemned it himself. But a point I'm making is that they do not want people to go back and watch it now. Maybe people that haven't seen it. Because I didn't know, I didn't watch the opening ceremony either. I just saw the clip of it.
I'm just looking
at it. So many people may not have watched it.
So you're saying, Sean, that, because I'm looking at my own phone here now, you're saying that pictures were allowed but videos weren't. Is that the case?
Yeah. They chased down thousands of people to put up the video.
Okay, well, I'm looking here. So the pictures are still up that I put up earlier on, and we see the one that I put up the other night. Let me just see. Actually, I'm just curious now to see how many views are on it. 79,000 likes, 3.3 million views. Wow, it's quite impressive. That's the most I've ever had for a tweet in my life. The picture is still there. So they're leaving that picture, by the way, which has gone up on so many people's accounts. I'm assuming they're leaving that there. They're not taking that down.
They leave the picture, but they remove the actual videos of the.
Right, okay. Wow, there you go. Well, listen, I got to thank you both. Sean and Maureen, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Loads and loads of people, by the way, texting in. Sean says on WhatsApp, let me see. I know I can't come on today, unfortunately. I condemn this whole fiasco solely because I'm sick of all this trans nonsense being shoved in everywhere. Even it has nothing to do with the event itself. The issue I do have, however, is that most people complaining are always the normal part of the free speech brigade. I think Sean made a good point in relation to that. Free speech is okay, apparently, when it's them saying what they want about others but don't agree with what goes out the window when it insults something they believe in. Can't pick and choose what's free speech and what is offensive. John in New York says, the people who did this are hypocrites, for God's sake. They get offended and would have been fired for not using the pronouns. Give the same respect you expect to receive. I have to refer to a man as a woman. Typical leftist. They can offend us, but we aren't even allowed to have thoughts without being labelled. One-way traffic always, says John in New York. Loads of people commenting on this. Sean says, the fact, the most important facet of freedom of speech is the cultural checks and balances that we are seeing here. Good to speak up when people use freedom of expression to attack values in society. What is happening now is just a big part of free speech and free speech itself. It's beautiful to see. Okay, that may be Sean that was on there a few minutes ago. And we got a couple of WhatsApp messages here. I'll play them now for you. Hold on. Oh, no, we don't, actually. Sorry, I thought we did. But look, thank you to everybody involved in the show today. It was actually very interesting, the fact that I found out a lot that I didn't know, particularly in relation to what was happening on X. I didn't realise they were demanding the videos were taken down, which, again, I think Elon Musk is going to have to look into, because I can't understand how you can have copyright on something that's being publicly broadcast all over the world. It's not like you could defend your copyright and say, well, nobody's actually seen it and people need to pay for it. No, you actually don't need to pay for it, because it's on every channel, isn't it? The opening ceremony was on every public channel in the world. So nobody, even if you had free-to-air television, you would have received it. Anyway, it's the same reason maybe that RTE News, by the way, I know there's a huge amount of trouble, but RTE News over the last 3 days hasn't been broadcast in Belfast because of some copyright issue over clips of the Olympic Games that obviously BBC or ITV or somebody might have rights to. Anyway, the point I'm making is I find it bizarre. That's kind of censorship as far as I'm concerned, and that shouldn't be happening, and it shouldn't be happening on X, particularly because X seem to be the champions when it comes to not censoring things. But thank you to everybody involved in the show today. Don't forget, by the way, this is your platform to come on and have your uncensored view. We don't censor your views. Well, certainly of it within the realms of legality. We don't try not to censor your views. So this is your platform. Please help us. It's the end of the month. We have bills to pay now in about 2 days' time. So we need your help to pay those bills. Please go onto our website, nileboylan.com. That's nileboylan.com. If you can, please try and donate on our website. Donate or subscribe, whichever you can do. We really would appreciate it. It's nileboylan.com. Thank you to everybody getting involved in the show today. It's been really interesting, and we could have filled 4 hours. And we shall talk to you again tomorrow at 12. Until then, have a great day.
The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Podcast. Listen live on Facebook, YouTube, and all the usual live stream services. To get in touch, just WhatsApp or text 085-100-2255. The Niall Boylan Podcast. They told me to shut up. Available for download from all your usual platforms.